What's up, everybody, and welcome to a special live episode of the Modern Lending Podcast. We have a really interesting conversation to have today. I am bringing on EVP Chief Accounting Officer Nicole Carrillo. I got it right. Two L's make a Y. And Bree Hamilton, who runs our, I got the full definition here, Community Program and Events Manager. And we're going to be talking about this $1 million donation that Loan Depot is contributing into the world here during COVID-19. But that's cool. That's wonderful. I'm proud of my company. But how we're doing it is actually inspiring me to bring this conversation to all of you today, because I think it's something we all can do, even if we don't have $1 million in our pocket. So let's kick off this episode of the Modern Lending Podcast. Woo, we did it. Here we are. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Bree. Good to see you, gals.
Hi.
Hello.
I see you're working from home and being safe and sound. I absolutely love it. And this is going to be a fun conversation. Thank you for joining today. There's a lot of chaos caused by COVID. A lot of people impacted, a lot of businesses impacted. And I keep saying this to a lot of my peers. Man, we are so blessed to be in the mortgage space, which it sounds weird because mortgage people have always been like, you know, one step above a used car salesman. And now we're actually doing like really incredible things in the American economy. And part of that is this $1 million donation. And I want you to share real quick. Oh, before we do, everyone's going to wonder, you know, I gave your title, yay, but who are you? So Nicole, share a little bit, like, when did you get to Loan Depot? What do you do every day? Who
are you? Hi, everybody. So I have been at Loan Depot since March of 2018. I am the chief accounting officer, but sometimes we jokingly refer to me as the chief anything officer. I am involved in lots and lots of different aspects of Loan Depot, in addition to my normal titled job of accounting. And so I am so excited and so proud to be part of this $1 million giveaway that Loan Depot has done.
And Bree, who are you, Bree?
I'm Bree, and I've been with Loan Depot like a year and a half, and I have been focused on doing a lot of the employee engagement efforts. I help with the WOW event that we do every year, which is my favorite event.
You're representing, too. You got the shirt on and everything.
Of course, always. I'm so excited. This has been the most exciting part of my career thus far, is being part of this $1 million donation that we've been able to do.
And where did this come from? How did this come about?
Yeah, so, when COVID really started to impact us in the middle of March, when we had to push all of our 7,000 employees home, and we were realizing that we were very lucky and very fortunate. Our business was continuing. Our employees were doing well working from home. Loan Depot was breaking records, but we were seeing all of this impact around us, all these people suffering from job losses, illness, fear, anxiety, kids being thrown into this situation where they were trying to learn in their home, sharing devices with their mom and their dad and their parents. We were really trying to think about what can we do to help. And Anthony Shea, our CEO, is such a visionary. And he really said, okay, let's do it. If I give you guys $1 million, how much impact can you have? Put your heads together. And how can we have the most direct impact to people? Like literally our dollars going to those people to change lives.
Yeah. See, this is where I think this is going to be a really fun conversation, because it sounds like we could have easily written a check to a great organization. And I know we've done some of that, but it's like, you know, we could have just $1 million check to this person and just, you know, we look how great we are. And that's not really getting in the weeds, right? That's not really like looking down on how, and Anthony also really wanted to go, you know, national and local, you know, because there's a lot of Loan Depot employees here in Orange County. There's a ton.
Yeah.
And so let's share a little bit about what we did nationally, because I think that's really cool.
Yep. Bree, you want to talk about Feed America?
Yeah, so we have partnered with Feeding America, and we donated to them, and they are sourcing the funds to the different food banks, so that way they can start fueling and getting the food out on a national level to all the food banks that are obviously extremely impacted and have, you know, were struggling to make sure that they had enough food to give, and you know, they saw their the need in the local communities obviously skyrocket. So we've been able to help them get those funds so they can get those the meals out to the families and the groceries and everything that they need to help the people around the local communities.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, food banks have been massively crunched in this time. And so what that's an amazing way to kind of make this donation stretch across the country and provide obviously an essential need. So that's killer. But it didn't stop there, right? So like where did it go from there? I know you said earlier, Nicole, we did something for our troops.
Yeah, I think Bree is probably the best one to talk about that because she has been living and breathing that every single day. Bree, why don't you tell them about what we're doing with for the National Guard that have been deployed?
Yeah, so as you know, Lone Depot, we love our troops and we do our WOW event every year. And so it's something that's near and dear and part of just the foundation of Lone Depot. So we partnered with Freedom Alliance, which we
love.
And so we've been partnered with them so that way we can put these great care packages together for the deployed, either they're on the front line or out all over the world. And our amazing employees have put together over 80 boxes on their own at home. I provided the list and shipped them a label. They go out and buy these products and write an amazing letter to the vet, to the different deployed. So just giving some encouragement. Yeah. They're putting these boxes are amazing. I've gotten some great pictures and photos. And
what's inside them? What's inside the boxes?
It ranges. So there's like, you know, maybe some like games, magazines, there's snacks, there's Gatorade or like the liquid IVs are put in there. Different stuff to give them that feeling of home and support from Lone Depot. And it's really exciting. We're seeing employees have their kids like color and write cool cards and words of affirmation to the troops and stuff. So it's really, really exciting. I know that my roommate and I are putting together some boxes and it's really exciting. And, you know, you just get the box, we put the label on and ship it out and it's super simple. And we are only able to do them with Freedom Alliance because they're able to provide us with that information so we can get it out.
I love that. It's so, people think sometimes you have to do this grand, you know, gesture. And it doesn't have to be that way. I mean, this is what really inspired me to bring you both on and share some thoughts on this because, you know, even Lone Depot as a big company is, you know, getting super grassroots and just a care package delivered to our veterans with cookies and snacks and a card and some kids coloring and, you know, just letting people know that we care about them. Yeah. Because in this time of social distancing, I feel like we've become too socially distant. And we're not connecting. And it's just, that's a wonderful gift.
Yeah, you can't emphasize that enough, Alec, especially for our employees. While we may not, our business may not be closed, our employees are dealing with this isolation similar to how everybody else is. And the impact that having our employees get involved, and we'll talk a little bit about more about that when we get to it, but the impact that we have seen from getting our employees involved and the way that they feel being able to tangibly do something right now is just, you can't even put a price on that. It's helping everybody who is feeling stuck at home feel a little bit more connected to other people.
So I had a really cool experience, and I think you gals know about this, but I got, you know, a random email saying, hey, we're part of our $1 million is food to first responders and to some of our nurses and some of our hospitals. And so I actually had the really cool experience to be able to go to Chalk Children's Hospital with Wing from Wahoo's and drop off 250 meals to the night staff that was going to be there for 14 hours. And it was I stepped into that and I was blown away. Like, it was an incredible experience. But this is really just part of the whole $1 million donation that's going on. So let's go into that space.
Yeah. So one of the things that we took part of that $1 million to do was, you know, like I said, we keep focusing on trying to amplify our impact. So we partnered with local businesses, whether it was restaurants, wanted to support those restaurants, but have them donate those meals to the hospitals. So we really looked for hospitals, and the night shift seemed to be a shift that didn't get a lot of meals.
Right.
We're focusing on that night shift at hospitals across Orange County and LA County, where these people really are on the front lines. We also partnered with a local t-shirt screening company that completely was out of work. They make like uniforms for kids' sports and stuff.
No sports.
We partnered with them and paid them to make masks that we then donated to homeless shelters and food banks and things like that. So not only were we giving masks that these organizations needed, but we were supporting a local small business and helping them to keep their people employed. We even found a local distillery here in Santa Ana that we paid them to make sanitizer. We paid them to make $25,000 worth of hand sanitizer and then turned to them and said, where should we donate this? And they just, they couldn't believe it. They had a whole list of people who places that needed it. And it's just been incredible. So we've been able to support these businesses that maybe wouldn't have been able to keep their people paid if we hadn't kind of come to them and said, hey, we'll pay you to do these things so we can donate it to those organizations that are on the front line.
See, and this is where I get really excited. And I have to highlight what you just said, because you said it too fast, Nicole. Like, I want everyone to hear this. Like, there are so many places and opportunities where you can have a 1-2 punch with your giving. You know, The fact that we went to local small business restaurants and said, hey, you know, I'm sure your traffic is down and I'm sure you're like stressed and maybe you furloughed your staff and, you know, it's a really hard time for small business owners, and yet to say, hey, here's a bunch of money, make some meals and let's deliver it. And now we're giving our food and giving support to people who need it on the front lines, but we're also lifting up the small business so they can be here at the end of COVID. That's epic. And then you've got the distillery. You get the distillery who is probably profits are up because everyone's drinking like every single second of their life now.
But then,
you know, they're converting all of their processes to make hand sanitizer.
Yep.
And then giving that away. And then the t-shirt screen printing company, you know, I have a friend who runs one in Huntington Beach. They're down. They're totally down.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden to say, hey, let's pivot and please make some masks and we're going to donate them. I mean, it's just lifting up everyone around us. And if you are a local sales professional out there, like, this is within your grasp. Like, the reason I got inspired to have this conversation with Bree and Nicole today was because I watched a loan officer of ours, Sean Yahara in Nevada, like, do a similar thing. Like, he went to like a local chicken company, you know, that sells chickens and basically bought 50 meals. And you guys, we can do this too at our level, no matter what. And that was that's incredible. But I want to hear about the Boys and Girls Club.
Yes, absolutely. So this one's near and dear to my heart. We have partnered with the Boys and Girls Club of Central Orange Coast, which covers multiple of the cities here in Orange County. It's Santa Ana, Costa Mesa, Irvine, Newport, Orange.
Which is my Boys and Girls Club. Like, that's where my son Phoenix and my daughter Scarlett like played basketball.
Yes.
And so like
yes.
So this is like near to me too.
Yeah. So the Costa Mesa and Irvine Club were asked to open up to provide childcare and help with the virtual learning for medical professionals. Professionals could be anywhere from doctors and nurses, but also down to like the janitors and those medical techs who are not the highly paid people, who their kids are normally in school and now their kids are out of school. They don't have that care and attention and help with virtual learning, but they're on the front lines too. We have to have those people at our medical centers.
Yeah,
so Loan Depot provided a grant to Boys and Girls Club to help fund that, to help cover the cost of that childcare for essential workers. And as well, we have partnered with Boys and Girls Club at the Santa Ana location, and Loan Depot volunteers have been there weekly to do the meal box handouts. They have groups of families where their kids got their meals every breakfast and lunch at school, and then they got their evening or afternoon meal at the Boys and Girls Club. With the club closed, these kids have lost that direct access to food that they had on a daily basis. So Boys and Girls Club has partnered with Second Harvest Food Bank and on a weekly basis are providing these families with meal boxes that are supposed to last for a week. And our employees are out there putting the boxes together, putting the produce in bags, putting it in the families' cars when they pull up. We have served meals to over 350 families with our Loan Depot employees that have been out there like doing the hard work every week to help make sure that these kids in these communities are fed.
So what I love about this, everybody, if you're listening, tuning in, we have been given a great opportunity in the mortgage business, not only to have a career that we can be proud of and a lot of success in the next, you know, this year and the years to come, but we're also in a wonderful position to serve those who need serving. And sometimes when we're in our own pain, we're in our own hardship, like I'm not happy, right? Like I'm as optimistic as you can get, but like, it's hard. My wife's homeschooling now. She didn't pick that job. Now she has to do it. You know, and so we have like a chaos in our house and my kids are sad because they can't see their buddies. And so like there's a lot of stuff that like all of us individually are carrying around. But then when we open up and we look out at the other people who are suffering so much more than we're suffering, that perspective really helps us with our day-to-day stuff. It's like, get some perspective. And I love that that loanDepot employees are out, you know, helping people get food and providing those essential needs to those people. It's incredibly powerful because sometimes we get frustrated, like my loan, it's not moving as fast as I want it to go. And then we're like, oh yeah, like, wait, what about these people over here whose kids aren't getting fed? Maybe I should go serve a little bit and open up some perspective. And I love this conversation because I think we all need this a little bit in our lives. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't take, you can go down to your own Boys and Girls Club in whatever city you're in and ask them if they have a need and see if you can fill that need personally. I mean, sometimes I think we get a little overwhelmed, like, oh, what could I possibly do? Mm-hmm. You can do a ton. Just go show up. So, but by the way, this is where it gets really exciting for me is, you know, Nicole, once we started serving, you know, this community, more needs started to present themselves.
Yeah. And this is where I can't echo your point enough about reaching out to these organizations and saying, I want to help you. What do you need? We have access to things that sometimes these nonprofits, whether it's a Boys and Girls Club or a YMCA or a homeless shelter or a food bank, they have needs that sometimes we find it's very, very easy to fill. So yes. Boys and Girls Club of Santa Ana said, you know, one of the things we're really struggling with is that many of these kids in this very low income area, these kids don't even have a device to do their virtual learning. Yes. So it's been, 9 weeks and these kids haven't been able to do their classes? loanDepot's sitting here. We had a stockpile of laptops that we had purchased as part of our potential return to work plan that mm-hmm. we kept not needing. They were laptops that we couldn't use with our current configuration, but they're perfectly great, brand new laptops. They also told us that there was a group of 17 families that did not have access to Wi-Fi. They did not have Wi-Fi in their house. That was a cost that these families couldn't take on.
Yep.
So we worked with our IT team. We said, look, we have this list of kids and families. We sent it over to our IT team, and shout out to Jessica Gilbert and Andrew Nguyen, who just
yes.
met us. And they came back to us a day later and they said, here is the laptop that's been assigned to every one of these kids. Here's the MiFi that we've ordered, the hotspot for these 17 families.
Oh my gosh.
We, you know, you have to ask these clubs, what do you need? What can we do? They were trying to distribute food on these broken rolling tables. And Chris Giglio, our head of corporate real estate, said, I have so many vendors that would donate you guys a hand truck. He called around and got them a hand truck in 3 days. Like, you all have access to do things like this, whether it doesn't have to be 40 computers, it could be a new table or a new hand truck to help them in the mission that they're trying to do to serve.
You know what? I want to hit this again for people that are listening. Marketing today doesn't work. The way we used to market, and everyone's like, why are you talking about marketing? It's going to land here. Just stay with me. Marketing today is just noise. Humans are tired of it. We're tired of the noise. You know what is marketing now is? It's service to other human beings. That's what marketing is. If you're looking at ways to grow your business, go serve other human beings. That's how you grow your business. I don't know how to, I want to shout it like at the, so as I'm hearing you talk, Nicole, I'm like, this is so accessible for every single one of our great salespeople, loanDepot or not, to go serve the community they're in. That's marketing. That's how you build influence and brand. It's and by the way, you get to do something good. You get to do God's work. Like, get out. It's just, I love how those things have now come together and become the same thing, because marketing before has always been so cheesy and tagline-y and zippy and you had a cool tune, but now it's actually just about helping and serving your community. And that is the game. And so I love, but now wait, the laptops are a surprise though, aren't they?
Yeah, Bree, do you want to talk about
it? Families don't know. Yeah, what's the surprise?
Yeah, so as Nicole mentioned, our amazing IT team was able to get these laptops to us. So tomorrow, we are going to be bringing over the laptops to the Boys and Girls Club of Santa Ana. And the Boys and Girls Club have asked the families that that are assigned these items to come and pick up their weekly groceries.
Yes.
And when they come, we're going to say, oh, wait, hold on 1 second. And then we're going to go and grab a box and we're going to surprise them with their new device. And yes, they have absolutely no clue. So I am so, so excited to be a part of it. And we will be fully streaming it and all that fun stuff. So that way all of Lone Depot can be part of it and see all the excitement from the families. So yeah,
we're you're doing the Lone Depot Instagram takeover tomorrow, right?
I am. Yep.
So if they should follow Lone Depot's Instagram stories, they're going to see you and they're going to watch these laptops go and get delivered.
Yep.
And that's so epic.
Yep.
Oh, I love it.
Really, really amazing.
And guys, these are just some of the stories that I wanted to highlight in this conversation about what's going on and what you can do locally. You know, I know, again, sometimes it feels like I'm not a big corporation. I don't have tons of resources. You do. You have way more than you realize. Sometimes it's just walking down there and asking what people need. And you're going to find out that there's a huge opportunity for you. I'll give you another one I saw that I loved. Is a lot of these local restaurants, you know, like Burger Lounges and like, you know, Pitfire Pizza and stuff in Costa Mesa, they've set up like provision tables in their restaurants. Have you guys seen any of those yet? Because I have to put on the hazmat suit and go get the food and like come home with it. You know, I feel like a modern day, like weird, like put on my armor and like, I'm going to go get the food, honey. And like, it's a mess. But the provision tables are laid out. And what I've seen some of them doing is people are actually buying some of those provisions, but leaving them there and telling the staff, hey, when people come in, like, and if they're in need, like have them take like a bag of this grocery. So here's $100 for it. And they're like they're paying it forward with like essentials, because mm-hmm. it can be really embarrassing to ask for help and people mm-hmm. don't want to do it. And sometimes you just have to ask.
Yep. Yeah, that's actually a really good point, Alec. And also one of the other things that we tried to do with that $1 million, which was probably one of the biggest things we did in Orange County, was from that Lone Depot Pandemic Relief Fund, is the $500 emergency debit cards directly to families that have been impacted.
Yes.
Contact, it's United Way is helping us administer that fund. You get in contact, you've lost your job, you can't buy diapers, you can't get formula. Yep. You know, you can't pay your utility bill. You can go through the process and we can get you $500 in your pocket through one of these emergency debit cards to help you make ends meet. Because it's right. You're right. People are having trouble making ends meet and we wanted to help get those dollars directly to those people.
So let's recap, see if I missed anything. So this $1 million is being deployed so strategically and so broadly to really help the bulk of humans that we can. And so, you know, obviously we're helping nationally with Feeding America, which is really cool. And anybody can write a check and we encourage you to write a check. It's awesome. They're a great organization and people need food. Secondly, care packages to vets, which is epic because even though we're all dealing with our own stuff, sometimes it's good to go to tell our vets, like, hey, we haven't forgot about you either, buddy. Mm-hmm. Thanks for all you do. Then you've got the local restaurants that you're buying all these meals from to serve first responders, which every single loan officer should be doing right now. Like I'm telling you, if you're a loan officer, call the local hospitals, call, ask them first. Don't just show up with a bunch of meals. Yeah. Bree's like, yeah, please talk to
me.
Like, call them because you could be showing up at the same time I am with my Wahoo's truck. And then it's going to be awkward.
Yeah.
So call them, but you absolutely can support small businesses. You can absolutely figure out how to support them and restaurant to help them provide their food. And then we've got the local Boys and Girls Club and finding out that they need food too and how to help them equip them their kids with food and then laptops and why hotspots is so epic. It's so cool. And then, oh yeah, the hand sanitizer with the brewery. Is it a brewery or is it a, well, let's give them a shout out. Who is it again?
It's a Blinking Owl Distillery in Santa Ana. They really stepped up for us. They make They don't make beer. It's some kind of like
gin or something.
Gin. Yeah.
Spirits.
Sounds like I found my new distillery.
I'm yeah. In. Chris Giglio did a pickup there the other day and it seemed to take a little bit longer than
weird. You just kind of ended up hanging out there for a little bit, huh?
Just kidding.
No. Sure. I got you. Well, so gals, what else would you say? Because you've been frontlining this. Like you've been actually on the front lines figuring this stuff out, solving solutions. If I'm a loan officer out there in another state right now or in Florida or wherever, what would you tell them to do? What would you tell them to go check out? How can they help?
So what I would say is everyone is very focused on the hospitals and the frontline workers as they should be, but there's a lot of other essential workers that are out there. Some of our donations went to CHP because they couldn't get masks. Some of our hand sanitizer went to the sheriff's department because they couldn't get their hands on it.
Wow.
There's a lot, you know, the food banks used to rely so heavily on corporate volunteers. There's no corporate volunteers anymore. Those food bank employees are strapped right now. Go out there, support your local businesses, and consider donating those meals or donating those supplies to some of these other really frontline essential services or those that are out there where their job is to help other people.
Killer. And Bree, what have you learned? What experiences would you share about this if someone wants to get involved, whether it's with Loan Depot or on their own?
Yeah. So one of the biggest things that I've also, you know, seen through this and you don't need to have funds in order to support, like we've been saying. A lot of the different things that our employees are doing and they're excited about is we're going to be reading books, taking videos and reading books to children. We can record videos and just say, hey, like, you know, keep going and doing these things. And they're, you know, getting to see other people because they're, you know, at home and they're used to seeing all their friends and they don't get to. So it's really exciting for them to see new faces and just like feel the support and know that they're not alone. If you are able to sew, I don't have that skill, but we have seen so many people that are able to put these face masks together, and our employees are very talented, and they're sending them to me, and I'm getting to go and drop them off. I'm dropping off a couple hundred to CHP, like Nicole was saying. So, you know, there are ways you don't necessarily have to find like the perfect cotton material, but like, actually Nicole's mom has helped and she's found a way to actually make it from fitted sheets from beds, you know, like, so when we can't find the cotton,
or anything,
so there's just different resources. And from all of this, the community and people that I've been working with and the different businesses and stuff, like that sense of community, and like, I'll never forget working with Domino's Kitchen, who is, you know, owned by one of our Loan Depot employees' family. Like, you know, that's like a bond that we're going to have. And just knowing that, and forever, like, diehard Wahoos fan was. I'm California grown.
Oh, yeah.
They're amazing. Greenleaf Top Shop, we've been working with. Like, these are all brands and companies that the relationships that we're building and the gratefulness and stuff, like I will always remember that time. So just like feeling that bond and building the relationships. And like you said, that's really the true marketing now is the relationship building. Like anybody can pay to have a billboard if they want to, but having the relationship that like, I know if I need to, I will always tap into those resources because they care and have that sense of community and stuff. So I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to echo that, Bree. Like, I will never forget hanging out with Wing and, you know, handing out meals from Wahoos to the people at Chalk. I mean, it was just an unbelievable experience. So, well, look, guys, I want to leave everybody with this as we kind of wrap down. Number one, you know, Nicole and Bree, you guys are awesome humans. So thanks for being awesome humans. Number two, I want to remind everybody, guys, times are stressful. Perspective will help. And the best way to get perspective is to go serve those who are in massive suffering right now. That absolutely is going to uplift not only your soul, but it's going to give you patience and a little bit more calmness to weather through the hardships you're having. And the last thing is you do not need $1 million to make an impact. You just need the will. And you need to walk down to some local business, some Boys and Girls Club, some food bank, and ask, how can I help? And you'll find that the whole world will open up to you and you'll be able to serve. And the last thing is just that marketing today, guys, is not about a flashy banner or a podcast or, you know, the graphics that you're making on Canva. It's about serving your community. That's how you make influence. So thank you both for serving our community. You're awesome. And with that, everybody, we're going to wrap down this episode of the Modern Lending Podcast. Go out and be of service. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.